It's time to catch up with the lovely Amanda Berry, OBE. She's the CEO of BAFTA. This year's nominations were announced on the 9th of January and include multiple nods for films The Favourite, Bohemian Rhapsody, First Man, Roma and A Star is Born. This year's awards ceremony takes place on Sunday the 10th of February. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
It's great to be back. Good morning.
Good morning. Another year has gone by.
I know. It is quite extraordinary. And I suspect I'm saying exactly the same as I did last year. And it's a tad chilly here, so I'm hoping it's warmer with you.
Possibly a little bit. Yes. I have to say, I think it's been a really great year of film, looking at some of these films that have been nominated. All the ones that I've seen so far, I've really, really enjoyed.
Well, isn't it fantastic when you look at a list of films and you can have films like The Favourite and its lead, Olivia Colman, competing against Lady Gaga in A Star is Born, you know, and you have films like Bohemian Rhapsody in there, you know, and I was part of that whole Live Aid generation. So for me, that was just such a magical watch. And then, you know, you've got a black and white foreign language film in Roma that is nominated both for a Best Film BAFTA and a Best Film Oscar. So it's a really fascinating mix this year.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't seen Roma yet. It's interesting that there's a foreign language film up there.
Yes, well, it's Alfonso Cuarón who directed Gravity and one of the Harry Potter films, so a truly brilliant director. And it's about his childhood growing up in very political times in Mexico. And it's stunningly done. And, you know, I've read a little bit more about it as to how they shot it. And, you know, they found a house in the street where he grew up and they, you know, moved walls and ceilings so they could absolutely recreate his childhood. You know, and the majority of the actors in it are brand new to acting. So, you know, an incredible experience as a film.
Yeah, wonderful. One of the things I noticed this year is how many of the films that I've seen, I felt like I was learning something from, whether it was something, you know, really historical, looking at The Favourite or even in Green Book, which I really, really enjoyed, looking at what it must have been like to be a black man in 1950s America, especially in the South. Just a great, great film.
No, I would agree with that. And Green Book, I thought, was brilliantly done. Mm. You know, if people haven't seen it, just the relationship between the two men, you know, the realization that two very different lives had to be lived. And I thought it was very sensitively done. And for people that don't know, the Green Book was a guide where black people could stay in America, because at that time when the film is set, you know, they were restricted as to where they could eat and where they could stay. And it really does make you think, you know, about a time in our history. And, you know, it's a very, very powerful story.
Mm, absolutely. And The Favourite, amazing acting in there by the three leading ladies, particularly Olivia Colman. But again, quite shocking. Could I say the word shocking? I wasn't expecting it at all.
Yes, I watched it with my mum. And and it is, I think you have to get into the zone. You have to accept that the language, because it is very colourful, is part of the appeal, but you really just have to let yourself go, I think, with that film and think, okay, this isn't what I was expecting, but I'm going to go with it. And if you do, you will absolutely love it.
Yes, for sure. And A Star is Born, I was absolutely blown away. I thought Lady Gaga was amazing. I mean, I've always appreciated what a great singer she is, but what an actress as well.
Isn't she? You absolutely believe her in that part. Mm. You know, and Bradley Cooper too, who, you know, he's got his first BAFTA nomination as a director, and he's actually nominated as a producer, director, a writer, an actor and a composer. for A Star Is Born at BAFTA, which is, you know, just an extraordinary list. But I went to a screening of A Star Is Born, and I was lucky enough to be at a screening where they had a Q&A, so a question and answer session with Bradley and Lady Gaga afterwards. And on the huge screen, they had a still of them both in character, you know, Bradley looking very haggard and that wonderful lived-in face, Lady Gaga with her, you know, very light brown hair and no makeup, looking completely different. And then sitting below them, you had, you know, Bradley Cooper looking suave and sophisticated and not a lived-in face at all. And Lady Gaga with, you know, the bleach blonde hair, the incredibly high heels, the incredibly dramatic outfit, and the contrast between the characters they played in the film and them in real life was just extraordinary.
Yeah, wonderful. I didn't realise how amazingly talented Bradley Cooper was. I knew he directed the film, but to be nominated for all those different awards, amazing.
Yes, we're trying to work out if anybody else has been nominated across so many sort of film disciplines. We think, you know, George Clooney in the past has been nominated as a producer, as a writer, you know, both adapting a screenplay and writing a screenplay, leading actor, supporting actor, but that was not all in the same film. So, you know, I think, you know, this is a real first with Bradley Cooper. It's extraordinary.
Wonderful. And I have to say, I think my favourite so far this award season has definitely been Bohemian Rhapsody.
Isn't it wonderful? it doesn't set itself up as a karaoke film, but oh, you are singing along with it at every stage. And again, you know, a really interesting story of a time that, you know, many people have lived through, and I remember very well, and just that story to that incredible band, and, you know, how brave they were at the time and how different they were in their thinking and how determined they were. I absolutely love Bohemian Rhapsody.
It was fascinating getting a real insight into the band, and also particularly Freddie Mercury, played superbly by Rami Malek. I mean, half the time I was forgetting that I wasn't watching Freddie Mercury.
Yes, I mean, he was absolutely brilliant in that film. And again, you know, he's nominated for it at BAFTA, which is just brilliant to see him coming through in that film and then receiving a nomination.
One of the other actors nominated for leading actor, Christian Bale in Vice. And I saw that the other day. What a film for so many reasons.
Just, and his, you know, his transformation, again, we were talking about transformations earlier with A Star Is Born, but I believe he put on 40 pounds to play Dick Cheney. And I was reading an article that he had to find some special gym equipment to give him an extra thick neck, and I thought, wow, that really is going above and beyond. But again, as you were saying, films that, you know, are giving you sort of a prism on history. Yes, you're going from Mary Queen of Scots and The Favourite, where we're going back a long way in history. But again, to a film where it's in fairly, you know, recent times. And, you know, as you say, just quite sort of shocking and extraordinary in so many ways.
Yeah, giving you a real insight. And also, I'm glad to see that Sam Rockwell is nominated for Supporting Actor, because I thought him as George Bush was incredible. The mannerisms, the eyes, everything. Again, amazing transformation and acting.
Yes, no, I totally agree with you. So it's fantastic to see him there. But again, you know, just when we're talking about the films, you can see how different they all are. You know, I always say I'm glad I'm not a voter, because it must be incredibly difficult to compare one film with another when they are just so different. And incredible performances this year, and performances that you probably wouldn't expect. You wouldn't have thought that, you know, Viggo Mortensen, you know, a Scandinavian actor, there he is playing, you know, an Italian-American in Green Book. There's Christian Bale, a Brit, playing Dick Cheney in Vice. You know, incredibly talented people.
Yeah. One film that I haven't seen yet, but I've seen great reviews from lots of friends and family and critics alike, Stan and Ollie.
Yes, it is. Again, you are it's a part of their life that a lot of people won't know anything about. I didn't. When they spent time in the UK, the relationship between them, I learned a lot from that film because, again, Stan and Ollie are these iconic figures that we remember, and now the lid is lifted and we can understand more about their lives and what drove them and how they work together. Really, really another very good film. I keep saying that about all the films. There's no bad films.
No, exactly. No, it's totally true. Another one I haven't seen yet, Viola Davis is nominated for lead actress for Widows, and I love her. I think she's a fantastic actress. But with Widows, what do we know about that?
Well, Widows, I feel a real affinity with Widows because in the 80s I worked at Thames Television in London. It was my first job, and Widows was being made at that time by a company called Houston Films, who were part of Thames Television. And it was in the 80s, it was extraordinary because here was a television series written by the wonderful Linda LaPlante. So it was a female writer and the four leads were all female. I mean, that was incredibly unusual to see that. And the series at the time was, massively popular. So I was fascinated to see it. Firstly, how you bring that whole story into a feature length, running time, and how those characters would be updated and would feel now. And Viola Davis, as sort of, the lead character in it, is just extraordinary. I thought it was fascinating because she's been nominated for a BAFTA, but she wasn't nominated for an Oscar when they announced their nominations yesterday. And I thought she would have been, but it's good for us to have difference between us as well. But yeah, she was a real tour de force in that film. Incredible.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to see that. Another one I haven't seen, which I'm really looking forward to, is First Man.
Yes. Again, we're talking about learning from history. Here we go again. the rocket landing on the moon, the shuttle landing on the moon. What is extraordinary about that, the performances are amazing. Claire Foy is nominated for that film. But again, what you learn when you see them sitting in this, the part of the rocket that will actually land on the moon, I have no idea how that thing even went off the ground. It is so basic. I mean, it is fascinating to watch that, that actually happened. And because the technology in so many ways is so simplistic. So again, another really fascinating watch.
And one other I want to mention, I'm a huge lover of Richard E. Grant and was very pleased to see him nominated for Supporting Actor for Can You Ever Forgive Me? I haven't seen the film yet, though.
Oh, he is absolutely fantastic in that film. He has both BAFTA and Oscar nominations for that part, and he's just magical in it. It's Richard E. Grant at his very, very best. And I was quite shocked that he actually is a first time BAFTA film nominee. I was absolutely convinced that he would have been nominated for Withmail and I, but he wasn't. And that's what I love about this industry, is that Richard E. Grant has been working forever and suddenly he gets that one film that captures the imagination, and here he is with his first BAFTA nomination.
Yes, fantastic stuff. Well, good luck to him and all the nominees. So the awards ceremony we've got coming up on Sunday the 10th of February, a few weeks to go. Yes. What haven't you done and what have you done in terms of organisation?
Well, in terms of organisation, we've invited everybody to attend. Those replies are coming in. It always gets a bit sort of close to the day as to when you know if everybody's coming or not. But, it's never easy. People are filming all over the world, so they need to get released from filming. They need to get over here. But we've got everything ready for them when they arrive. I think it's going to be a fantastic night. We've got Joanna Lumley coming back to host, which I can't wait. I just adore Joanna Lumley, and she does a brilliant job. We've got Cirque du Soleil performing again. It's on BBC One in the UK. So, we just need the weather to warm up a little bit and everything will be perfect.
Wonderful. I always think it must be a very difficult job for whoever's in charge of the table arrangements when you're when you're waiting for people to reply and thinking, well, if they're coming, we can sit them here. But if they're not coming, then we need to sit them with them. And it must be very difficult.
Yes, I spend the weeks running up to it. I was actually doing it just before you called, just making notes of things I mustn't forget and people I mustn't forget and everything else. And yes, you try and plan as much as you can. But at the end of the day, you know, it's the closer you get, the longer the hours you are working in the office to make it all happen. And you know, this is my 21st film award, so I think I probably should be used to it by now, but I think each year you forget the pain a little bit. But I think that's how you can keep going, I think.
And how does it work with, I've just suddenly thought, when you have, there's obviously lots of amazing actors and actresses who have been in the business for a long time and have been nominated in previous years, but when you've got all the amazing actors and actresses who aren't in any of the films who have been nominated, how do you decide how many of them and who you're inviting?
Well, we tend to only invite, you know, the nominees attend and then we invite people to present. So that's who, you know, we would invite over and above the nominees. But sometimes a film company may decide to bring more of the cast. That tends to happen more at the television awards than the film awards. But if it really does feel like it's, you know, an ensemble piece, then sometimes additional people will come. But our invites go to the people who are nominated and the people who kindly present for us.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck with it all, Amanda Berry, OBE,
Thank you. CEO
of BAFTA. The ceremony is taking place on Sunday, the 10th of February. Can't wait. And will it be? Does it go out live? I can't remember.
Not quite, close to, but the ceremony actually runs quite a bit longer than the broadcast slot that we have.
So we have
to do some work as we go along to make sure that it fits.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we look forward to it very much. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us and hope it all goes well.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Take care.
Thank you.
Again.
Bye-bye.